Hello, this is BennyFox007. That's my YouTube user ID. Tonight I'm going to be talking about Onision and the troubles of YouTube. I know I don't have any followers yet, I know, but what is going on with the Chris Hansen situation versus Onision is very disturbing. Onision is being accused of mistreating Shiloh, Sarah, and a few other women that were mistreated by Onision, or known as Gregory Jackson. As of now, there could be a potential of up to 8 sexual abuse victims that were abused by the hand of this YouTuber and his partner, Kai. YouTube ought to be ashamed of themselves as a platform. They have disgraced themselves as a platform for allowing this atrocity of a terrorist to terrorize these women. Onision is a terrorist, in my opinion. He may not have brought a building down or bombed a place, but in my opinion, he is a sexual terrorist willing to exploit women at his own expense and profit off these women. And then when the women do not comply to his demands, then he uploads blackmail, puts videos up on his channel, Onision Speaks, among other things, degrading these women, saying bad things about the weight, about how they look, telling lies about them that are not true, twisting their words around, making them sign contracts that are fake in nature. I just started looking into this stuff about a week ago. I didn't really know what was going on, but once I dived into it, I realized what everybody was talking about. And for people trying to complain to YouTube about everything that was going on, for them to turn a blind eye just so they can make money off of this predator or potential predator, because he's being accused, he's not being convicted yet. I have to remind you guys, he's not been convicted yet. So I can't talk like he's been convicted of a crime or he's a criminal. These are just allegations of him doing these things. To me, I believe the victims, I believe they're credible. I don't think they're doing this for money or anything else in that nature. I think they were treated as servants, slaves, which means they had to do all the housework around their house and do videos and get paid very little for doing that, if anything at all. Onision, to me, comes off as a narcissist, a mentally ill person, because he does have antisocial personality disorder. It's been confirmed that he is a sociopath and a possible narcissist, because that's what a lot of people are saying about him. I don't know if he's actually been diagnosed with a mental problem or not, but to me, he comes off as somebody who is very deranged. And I'm also now hearing that he's been accused. I'm also hearing now that that he's had a lot of trouble in his high school years, chasing after girls, meeting one girl one week, dropping the girl, meeting another girl week after week, and cheating on behind their backs. Because I watched a 40-something minute interview with a former classmate. I guess there was some kind of podcast that was on YouTube that was recorded either last year or early this year, I ain't for sure, but to me, he is a sexual terrorist. And these women don't bow down to his demands. They don't bow down to his feet. He will essentially send his fans after these women to terrorize them for years, for months, for days, and even getting them to nearly commit suicide. And also, Onision, or Gregory Jackson, is blaming the victim, saying, well, if you've been violated or mistreated, you're the problem. He's trying to say women or men in general are to blame if they allow the abuse to happen because they don't go to the police and report it fast enough, or they don't come forward quick enough. So he's trying to tell us victims that if we get violated again, it's because we allowed it to happen. And this is based on a little cult that he tried to create a couple years ago. And I think this cult was started since his high school years, when he's 15 to or 17, whenever it started, when he started creating online forums. But I think he's potentially trying to be a cult leader, trying to gather people in his house, trying to commit a crime of polyamorous relations, or polygamy, which means you are in relations with two other people instead of one person. And at the beginning, he says he wasn't into that. But now he is. And what really got me was when he filmed Shiloh having a seizure, or the after effects of a seizure, when she lost 3 years of her memory. And not taking her to the doctor because he didn't want to pay for medical care. That's sociopathic right there, if I shouldn't say psychopathic, and filming her shaking from the after effects of her grandma's seizure or epileptic episode. For that, I think you ought to have a life sentence for that. To me, I hope he does get convicted. I hope he does get taken down. And I hope YouTube then cleans house and gets these predators off of the internet, off of their platform, and put out a disclaimer saying if anybody attempts to do this, you will be found out and you will be investigated and you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I'm ashamed that YouTube as a platform allowed this to go on. They try to turn a blind eye because they're getting profit from this. They're profiting off of Onision and all of his other channels. And what I don't understand about him as a celebrity is he didn't work a damn day in his life, and yet he got to get on to Tosh. His video got up on Tosh 2.0, and he get to make money off of that. And yet he uses his fame to extort people, to violate people, and to blackmail these people to his own advantage. He was willing to throw his fame away like that. And now, boy, oh boy, is he getting mercilessly bullied online now. His Twitter account is filled with Onion Boy, groomer, everything else. I have never seen anybody online being attacked the way he's being attacked. And, you know, I think it's well deserved. After he filmed a seizure, leaving her, leaving Shiloh in the shower having a seizure, after the fact that he belittled her about her weight and more or less telling her that she wasn't no good enough, left her crying so hysterically that she went into a seizure. And he did nothing to help her. Just lay her on a couch by his desk or in his office. And other thing, not refusing to pay for her medical care when it came to her having sepsis from a miscarriage that he caused by all of the so-called dating violence that he caused, all the duress that he put her under, such as yelling at her, belittling her, calling her names, calling her horrific things in order to tear her down. A man at 25 years old, so young, was able to commit domestic violence at that young age. It's absolutely horrific and amazing. It's amazing that these young people of today can run women around, or teenagers around. They could boss people around when it comes to money. I thought a grown man was able to beat his wife, threaten his wife at the age of 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. But we've got kids doing it now. 20s, 30s, 40s, and teens mistreating young girls, teenagers, and young adult women because they got their damn fancy cars or big mansions or well-to-do YouTube channels, and they use that. And it's always got to be from a broken home. These people have always got to come from a broken home, vulnerable people. I just don't get it, and I don't understand these damn meltdown videos that Gregory Jackson, known as Onision, is putting up on his Onision Speaks channel. What is he trying to tell us in these small videos? That he's pretending to act insane so he can plead insanity when he goes to trial, if he does go to trial, and he's convicted? Is he trying to put himself in a mental institution so he don't have to serve time? If he's convicted? What's the problem with this damn country? What's the problem with a country that allows a video platform, a social media platform, to upload videos of blackmail? Why was he able to upload blackmail videos for all these years and letting him get away with murder? It's completely beyond me. I'm disappointed that people like Onision and Logan Paul gets to be controversial, and yet they're still allowed to roam on the platform. Like Logan Paul did a video about maybe a year and a few months ago, going to a suicide forest in Japan, mocking a dead body and putting it up on the internet. Yeah, he may have lost his YouTube Red partnership for a little while. He may have had a series canceled, but he was still able to come back online and still make money even to this day. I just don't understand. YouTube, I thought when you commit a big violation like that, you were canceled completely. Your channel was done. You, as a video celebrity, you were trashed. But I guess not. Maybe when there's another CEO of YouTube that could take over and have the sense enough to censor out all these bad people on here, these predators, maybe things would then change. I'm just so disappointed that me, as a small YouTuber, just starting out maybe 2.5 years ago, by the inspiration of McJugger Nuggets, Jesse Ridgway, because I'm trying to do something for myself, but if I get too controversial, I get in trouble for it. While we have a major YouTuber with maybe 2 million or more subscribers get to post videos of blackmail, degrading videos of underage girls that are able to break through his form of abuse, and yet he tries to attack them on his channel, or formally attacked on his channel, and blackmailed them through voicemails, emails, DMs, everything, and sent fans after him. If that ain't a big-ass bully, I don't know what is. Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on here, and I apologize for saying any foul language on here, but I just don't know what to say. I'm out of words. But these meltdown videos on the Onision Speaks channel, in my opinion, are fake. I mean, I try to find some realism in the videos. I think in these fake videos, I think in real life, I think he's shaking in his boots. I think he's so nervous that he's about to go down that it ain't funny. one, my major concern is the Gregory Jackson or Onis Jion is going to take his own life. I feel that he is capable of committing suicide and making Kai fall for the entire thing. And I hope that don't happen. I don't want to see Onis Jion or Greg take his own life. Yeah, he fucked up. He did some terrorizing things. He acted like a sadist. Yes, he did. And he's a monster. Yes, he is. But I don't think he should have the right to take his own mind, his own life, if he were to do that and cancel out the justice for these victims. My opinion is he needs to face the music. Kai needs to face the music. You can't run from your problems. The problems always come back. When you get in trouble, trouble finds you. You can lie your way out of it. You can panic your way out of it. You could pretend to throw up. You could pretend to yell and scream inside of a Tulsa SE electric car. You could sit in your car in the driver's seat and cry wolf. Play the victim card. It ain't gonna work. I'm already watching videos on negative reactions, reacting to these meltdown videos. I think it's freaking hilarious that we got people that can literally see through this guy. Me, I think they're fake, but I could kind of see through it a way that he is emotionally getting destroyed emotionally. Because I don't think you can fake some of that. The vomiting, the yelling, screaming, the crying, maybe he could fake it, I don't know. Maybe that's why he got on YouTube like he is now and making tons of money on it now, because he could fool people. But I'm going to believe these videos are fake, but I believe he is shaking in his boots. It's a shame that he had to throw his YouTube career away, because he was at VidCon in 2011. And because of that, he was very famous. He was on Tosh 2.0. His video got up on Tosh 2.0 in Canada. He had a promising life. He has a house in Washington. Just bought, I guess, some wetlands near his property earlier this year. He had a promising career, and now he destroyed it by doing all the shit that he's done. And these women are finally brave enough to come out. They're courageous enough to go against this guy. To say, hey, he mistreated me. Hey, I'm knocking on the door. This Onis Jion guy has mistreated me. This guy has belittled me. He's blackmailed me. He's DM'd me all around. I was afraid for my safety for years, and now I feel confident now that I can literally come out and say, hey, this is what happened. And I thank Chris Hansen for allowing these women to speak. And I thank Chris Hansen for launching an investigation with the FBI in means of helping take this non-intelligent predator off the internet. I hope this stuff is not true. I really do. I hope this stuff, you know, is not true. But I really think there's enough evidence that people have that this guy is going to go down, and he's going to go down hard. I just think the internet nowadays is so messed up, so toxic. If you look for it, it could be very toxic. I didn't start watching this Onis Jion thing until about maybe a week ago. I'd say about 8 days ago, or last Wednesday, when I started seeing stuff about this investigation. Then I really started looking into his videos, and I kind of saw how mean he was. I disliked him as a person because of videos he talked about mental health, cutting, and stuff like that about a year ago, because I was watching some of his videos back in 2018, 2017, I never could understand his logical reasons for some of the topics that he talked about. I watched the videos of him talking about depression, him talking about the military and stuff like that. So I guess I was into the Onision thing a little bit. And I decided to subscribe to Onision Speaks to see where he was actually going. And I still am to this day. Not that I support him, but to see how bad he's crashing hard. How bad he's going to fall. I just can't believe he was able to make money for 10 years, get away with murder, and now these women have to wait for 10 years, and now they get to come out, and you watch. He'll find a way to get away from this. He'll either have to commit suicide. There's different ways he could do this. He could take himself out, either commit suicide, or he could commit murder-suicide, which means he'd have to kill his partner, Kai, and Greg. Greg would kill Kai and then kill himself to put this to bed completely. Or three, he can try to lie his way out of it and then dismiss all the evidence and try to turn everything around against the investigators. I know I shouldn't be talking about suicide and all this stuff, and I'm not wishing for his death or anything like that. I hope he does not end his old life. I would not wish that on him, even though he's a mean, evil person, but he needs to face music like everybody else. He can't run just because he's a online celebrity. I think he's gotten away with enough if he's convicted. He's gotten away with enough, and it's time to put the camera down and put it away permanently. But I think he needs to stop it with these meltdown videos. These videos ain't going to prove anything. Him pretending to live in a cardboard box or a wicker box, pretending to live out in the woods, pretending to be on the run when he's actually not. Only real I see coming out of these videos is that he's scared. He is literally scared to death of going to prison for the rest of his fucking life. And I think they ought to send the CEO of YouTube in prison too. He ought to be held accountable for potential involuntary manslaughter. If any of these women ever would have committed suicide, I would hold the company with voluntary manslaughter and charge them a massive fine and pay it to the families. Because Shiloh was very damn close of ending her life in 2012 or whenever this was, 2011. And Onision having to fly to Pennsylvania just to dodge these underage laws. That tells me he's smart enough to know the law. So he's not dumb enough not to get caught. That tells me he's not very intelligent. That he comes out to be, and he is not a vegetarian that he claims. Onision is a sad person to be called a YouTuber. YouTube is a sad platform to be called a platform that you can broadcast yourself on. When they're cutting ads off people that want to speak their minds, you can't talk about politics. Although they upload live feeds from Trump, about the Trump inquiry, about the impeachment process. I thought you didn't allow political stuff on your site, YouTube. And why are you trying to demonetize McJuggernuggets so bad that he has to go to his own platform, StoryFire, yet you let this Onision guy continue his shit? Onision is a big bully. He dehumanized people, up to 8 to 10 girls, possibly a dozen of them. get to make money off of it for 10 years. He got to go to VidCon in 2011, the same year that he started seeing Shiloh and possibly mistreating him then. I don't know. I blame Onision's parents too for not raising him properly, allowing him to develop into an antisocial personality, not taking him to mental health treatment, not getting him counseling that he needed for his sex addiction. And, you know, I think he had the mind of a tormentor. He could have chained these girls downstairs in his basement if he wanted to. He could literally rape these girls if he wanted to. Now, whether he got as far as doing that, I don't know. I know he tried to pressure them into sex with Kai and then himself, but I don't know if he actually raped these girls, but I ain't surprised if he did. Now, I imagine there's other people out there that, you know, have probably been affected by this, and it hasn't came out yet. I hope each and every week we get updates on this. Things start heating up for our YouTuber buddy, Onision Gregory Jackson, starts getting burned on the hot plate because, you know, he needs to answer for his sins. So does his partner. Both of them should be convicted of polygamy, trying to run a cult, should be charged with all kinds of sex crimes, transporting underage victims across state lines via plane and paying for it, holding them captive, holding them against their will by making them sign fake contracts, forcing them into sexual relations that they didn't ask for. So I'm called, that should ought to be forcible rape right there, or spousal rape if you want to call that. They ought to be charged with blackmail, online harassment, online cyberbullying. There's multiple charges. I named 9 charges right there that these two could be convicted of. And that's just not on one count apiece. That's one count on each victim times however many times they've sent these messages. These people could be in prison probably for over 1,000 years. And I know sex crimes is the most heinous thing you can do. Next, murder. I could not imagine being put in a domestic violence situation or sexually abused. I never could ever be in somebody's shoes on that because I never had it happen to me. But from stories I've heard of it, it's not good. People kill themselves over cyberbullying. People kill themselves for being sexually abused. People kill themselves for being in a domestic violence situation. And sometimes the people in a domestic violence situation fight back, they wind up going to jail for killing the guy. Instead of saying you're courageous for fighting back and defeating your attacker or defeating your tormentor, you have to pay for the crime. And another thing too, Onision is on Twitch TV doing these Grand Theft Auto 5 live streams like nothing's going on. Gregory Jackson live streaming a fucking video game instead of worrying about his defense and defending himself on these fucking allegations. Completely nonsense. If I was being accused of doing all these things, I would be sitting in front of my computer, in front of my monitor, playing a video game on Twitch TV. I'd be worrying about what am I going to do to keep my ass out of jail. And I'd be going on that have a seat with Chris Hansen. I'd be explaining myself, hey, I didn't do this, I didn't, you know, and all that. But Greg, apparently, it ain't facing him. Apparently, he's too oblivious to believe that this stuff is going on, or he knows it's going on, and he's just trying to run from it. And I notice he's blocked all kinds of comments on, he's blocking comments on all of his channels, making people pay for his, on his Uh-Oh Bro channel. I mean, that money is going to be useless if he gets arrested, convicted, and sent to prison. That money ain't going to be worth anything. So, I just think YouTube ought to be ashamed of themselves. People that support Onision, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves for not looking on the other side and seeing what is actually going on and trying to go back on his playlist and seeing the videos of Shadow being mistreated. The one that says, you will never know how much, nobody will ever know how much I abuse you, at the end of that Halloween video of whenever this was, back in 2012, I think it was. You people need to start seeing who this guy really is. Start doing your investigation. Do it again. Do it again, I'll beat your ass. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my dogs. But you guys need to go back and look at a couple of Onision videos. And all you gotta do on YouTube is type in, oh, Onision abuses Shiloh. And you'll get the videos right there. All you gotta do is do your homework. Look it up, whether you want to believe it or not. You need to do it because this guy is potentially going to be accused of heinous acts and could be charged. If this investigation goes in a direction and where it's prosecutable, this guy will be charged along with his Kai friend or whatever it is. But you know what, Onision, you need to quit faking them crocodile tears, pretending to throw up in the car, throw up all over yourself. You're just making yourself look dumb. You are dumb and dumber three. 34-year-old man pretended to throw up, act crazy, and act so childlike in a time that he's being accused of multiple crimes. And yet he wants to call himself a cult leader. I don't know if he's got as far as trying to run a cult, but it seems like to me he's trying to run a polygamy situation. I'm just very disappointed about everything that's going on. I feel bad when he was a child. I feel bad that he wasn't raised properly. Apparently he never had a father, which is very sad. He didn't have a male figure in his life to lead him on the right path, so he could become successful on YouTube. Instead, he had to have a mother that bailed him out of trouble every time he got into it at school. And the damn teachers didn't do a fucking thing about it. The principal tried to do something, but was oblivious and didn't want it, and just wiped their hands clean of it. You know, I think the school system failed Onision too. The high school did not do enough to keep him from mistreating girls at the damn school, chasing girls around the school. But now I know why he is the way he is today. He's antisocial, he's narcissistic, and he is a sex addict. And that made him into a sexual predator, a potential predator. And these people think it's completely okay to support this guy and pay $50-something dollars to be one-on-one on his live streams, on Skype and stuff. And I imagine most of these people that are still supporting him are teenagers, teenage girls. Because they don't want to believe that their idol has fallen, that the so-called American Idol has fallen. They don't want to believe that Onision is a sorry ass of a person. Alright guys, let's continue this tomorrow. Again, do your homework, go on the internet, look up Onision abuse allegations, and it's all right there. You know, watch videos, do whatever you can to turn against them, because you need to understand and not put these women in vain that came forward. But this guy does not need your money. This guy does not need another dollar. He does not need another cent. He does not need another view. at all. He doesn't deserve any support right now until he is exonerated of these charges. Which most likely, these victims are credible. In my eyes, these victims are credible. And I think Chris Hansen did an excellent job getting information out of these victims. And these victims were willing to tell the stories. More of this needs to happen online. We need to bust these guys. If we're not able to, we need to view the videos and give our support and love to these victims that do come out and come forward. That's why they teach you about sexual abuse in school. They teach you what to do if you're being abused. Learn from that. If any of you kids are in high school now, don't worry about getting your next girlfriend. Don't worry about flirting. Worry about doing your work, getting your education, going to college, if you're able to go to college, or you're smart enough to go to college, or go to work first, then go out and look for a woman. If you're having trouble where you're flirting, you're hooked up with a girlfriend and then you're flirting with others, maybe you should just stand around and say, what am I doing? Why am I talking to another girl when I've already got a girlfriend? You know, what am I doing? It's messed up, you know? Then maybe you need to back off from flirting for a while or whatever. And if you guys are ever being bullied by this guy, or if you've been bullied by this guy, speak up about it. We need to bring Onision up to the forefront of the firing line and start not breaking down these metal steel walls that he has put in place from the years 2006 until now. We need to bust his walls down and yank his ass out and say, you're going to pay for these crimes if you're convicted. And you're not going to get away with it anymore. And Repsion is also doing his part to bring Onision to the forefront. And I appreciate him for doing that. There's a reason why you have haters. It must be what you're doing if you're being hated. So, I just cannot believe that Onision is finally getting the wool pulled off of his back. We're starting to see a monster come out. Alright guys, I'm going to cut it off here. Hope I didn't ramble too long. This will be my very first podcast on this Podbean app. I just want to test this out, see how it goes. I hope I get views on this or clicks on this. But anyway, show some love for these victims if you can. Be supportive if you can. Do your internet research. Look on Google, YouTube. Any of you guys support Onision and you think something's up, something's fishy, you're starting to not like him, you know, do your homework. And then you're going to see who the true colors are. You're going to see true colors. Okay, guys. Have a happy Sunday night. Wish you all happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's early. And be safe this holiday season. Enjoy your presents. Please don't fight with the family on holidays or parents. And be thankful for what you get under the tree this year. Because some people may not have any Christmas this year. Especially those who are out on the streets, homeless. Those who are less fortunate. And the kids that may not have a Christmas this year. And I sure in hell hope Onision does not have a Christmas this year. Because he don't deserve Christmas. He don't deserve New Year's. But we have to wait for the criminal justice system to take hold. So just hang on to your hats, sit in your seat, buckle up, and go along for the ride, and just keep updated. All right, guys, much love from the internet. Good night and goodbye.